Hey, we're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Chaf Zayin.
Should we dedicate this on something?
We'll dedicate our learning to all the Geirim in Klal Yisrael and those potential Geirim and those in the Geir process. Hashem should bless them. They should have a lot of blessing and they should see tranquility and peace and success, and they should live lives where their Geir is not challenged and they can have a peaceful Jewish life. Let's continue. So, the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how a person can overcome lying. And he said, there are different types of lies. You have a person who lies and he benefits nothing from his lies. He just enjoys lying. It's nice to exaggerate and tell stories. V'yesh acherim, kovim lehem b'madaga. The next type of person is one who's very close to our first character. Achinam kumei mamash, but he's not exactly like the first one. Dainu shebesipurihim v'diburihim. That's because in their stories and in the way they speak, gam ken nimtza behem mitarovet hakazav, they mix in things that are fabricated. Ach bli kavana, but it's unintentional. Ki lo yeshitu libam lachkor be'et shomam leda dvarim mimchuvan. They don't take the time to verify the facts when they hear things. And the prohibition of lying is not so severe in their eyes, so they're not worried about mixing in exaggerations or inaccuracies in their words. That's why later, when they come to tell over things, so then they mix in different lies that come their way as they tell over a story. That's also a bad habit. Because people like this become accustomed to lies over time, till it becomes second nature. Those are the people we talk about when we say that these people have an imagination, you can't believe things they say. And as our sages taught, our sages said, what's the punishment of someone who fabricates? Shafilu hu umer emet, even when he tells the truth, then shomin lo, people don't listen to him. Shekvar hu tba'a bahem ara'a azot shlo yichlu lotzi divrem nekiim min hakazav mitoch piim. Because when a person enters such a habit, so then it's impossible for him to say over something accurately. A person who's in the habit of exaggerating or fabricating, so then very often they can't get it right even if they intend to. That's what the prophet says in sorrow. Limdu leshonam daber sheker ha'avei nil'u. They've taught their tongue to say lies, and that's worn them down. They can't even tell the truth. V'yesh ot kama chalakim b'inyan isur ha'sheker. Now there are other types, there are other aspects to the prohibition of lying. Kama mavtiach lachavro sheyitiv imo velatet lo matana. Someone promises his friend, he'll do him a favor. He'll give him a gift. And as he's saying it, he thinks to himself, I won't really do it. That's prohibited. That's the verse. Watch your tongue from evil and protect your lips from deceit. Our sages explain, person has to be careful not to say one thing with his mouth when his heart means something else. Where do we encounter this? Your best friend asks you, are you going to be on time to my wedding? You say yes. Do you really mean to be there on time? There are many times where we're put in a corner and someone asks us a question, and it's very tempting to say what's more comfortable, convenient to say. Or sometimes a person promises a friend, he'll give him a loan, he'll help him with something. The guy tells you he's moving, can you come and carry boxes? And you say, sure, but you don't bother writing it down in your notebook. And then his friend relies on him. And then he lies, and he really desecrates his promise. That's also a part of deceit, of lying. Because after he's told him he will help him, and his friend relied on him, shouldn't desecrate his promise, because that's a lie. And the verse tells us, Israel, even the remnants of Israel, won't do something deceitful. They won't lie. You won't find them saying something that's dishonest or deceitful. So that's another thing we have to think about. I told you guys the story of the police station, right?
No.
I said it earlier. I once had my passport stolen.
Oh,
that's
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The police called me. They told me they want me to come down. I said I'd come the next day. The next day didn't work for me, but I decided I have to live up to this. I forced myself to go, even though it was a huge inconvenience. When I got there, I discovered that there was this whole gang, this whole cartel that was using identity theft. And they had suspected me of being in cahoots with them. Even though they had stole my passport, they thought maybe it was a lie. They had developed this identity in order to... So had I not shown up, you know, who knows what would have happened. When I showed up, I was taken in for questioning. They had told me on the phone, we just want you to come claim your passport. When in fact, I was being called in for questioning. That was their way of doing it. So I didn't know that. And the only reason I went was because I said I would. So very often we have situations where we say something and then it's hard to live up to our word. We have to push ourselves to live up to it just because we said it. We have a responsibility to live up to what we say. Now, I'll tell you something, a double-edged sword. Number one, Bezrat Hashem, is parents. You will find yourself telling your kids, you'll do stuff. You should be careful. It's better to say, we will try, instead of saying, we will go on this trip tomorrow. Next time we're here, I'll get you an ice cream cone. Maybe next time you're here, you'll also be rushing. Try to say, you know, next time remind me, I'd like to. Sometimes parents make a more grave error where a child is thinking of buying a car or an apartment and a parent says, we'll be able to help you with such and such a sum. And then when the time comes, the parent really cannot help with such a sum. So here's the double-edged sword. As children, you have to know that parents don't always live up to what they'd like to. Parents will sometimes say they can help with something and then they might not be able to. And as parents, don't make that mistake. As parents, you should try to be careful with what you say. And whatever you say, you should ensure that you could live up to. Because sometimes a kid will enter a deal based on the promise you made. I've seen many times where kids will enter a deal to buy a house based on a promise of a parent that they'll be able to help with such and such a sum. And then suddenly the parent says, I'm sorry, I can't give that much. And that changes whether the kid can afford to buy the house or the size of the mortgage he has to take, etc. So I'm saying it's a double-edged sword. You guys have to think things through and be careful when you're on the receiving end, and you have to be careful when you're on the giving end. Both.